you know, definitely a lot of hype around it right now. I think that can be a good thing if you use it as, you know, momentum and fuel. And, you know, obviously we know our crowd will be fired up for this game on Sunday, and that'll definitely be exciting. But bottom line is I think you kind of got to try to block it out and just focus one day at a time and try to improve and get a little bit better.
You're on the field, obviously, the different time than Tom Brady is, but knowing the kind of points they can put up, Demaryius was just saying that some of the guys have talked about, we got to get some more points, help our defense out a little bit. Do you kind of feel the same way?
You know, we're going against a great team, and it'll be a huge challenge, and we're very excited about that opportunity, going against a great coach in Coach Belichick. And a great quarterback in Tom Brady, and we know their defense is capable of making a lot of big plays, and they usually do. So we'll have to execute, and we'll have to convert on third downs, find a way to score some points, and ultimately have a great team effort and work together with offense, defense, and special teams.
So what do you think makes Tom Brady great?
He's mastered so many things about the quarterback position, from audibles, getting their offense in and out of the right plays, to footwork and accuracy, and he's also been blessed with a lot of really good players around him, but he's still been one of the best in the league for a long time. And he's someone that I've watched, and I've seen probably thousands of cut-ups of him, and he does a lot of things very well, and very cerebral, and understands the game very well. And you just got to imagine he's played so many reps; it's probably very slow for him right now. And for a young quarterback like myself, he's definitely someone to look up to, and try to learn from what he does well, and try to implement that to my game.
Is being slowing down for you? You've been getting more reps. Are you feeling that now?
Well, I feel more and more comfortable every single day. From practice to games, and trying to improve and work on certain things, and so I feel more and more comfortable every day.
Tim, how frustrating is it for you with the success you've had? There's still the critics out there who keep talking about how you're going to fail. Like, how frustrating is that to keep hearing it?
Obviously, I don't really try to get. I don't really try to pay attention to it at all. I mean, sometimes you hear it, but I don't really let it frustrate me or get me down. I just try to stay focused. I'm so blessed to play for such a great organization and have great teammates and play for great coaches. I'm not going to let, people on the outside, affect, how I'm feeling or what I'm blessed to be a part of. So.
Tim, I know the other day you were joking around. You said maybe I need to get to the stadium earlier and practice earlier. But, I mean, from a technical aspect, all the players were talking in the locker about the slow starts you guys have had. Coach Fox said earlier in the week that part of it is that you don't really know how defenses are going to approach you, and there's a feeling out process. But how do you think you can, besides getting there earlier, maybe try to change some of that?
Well, I feel like we've had opportunities, and I think it's just finding a way to execute, get a first down, so we can kind of get adjusted and kind of get rolling. And we had some opportunities in that game where we really could have taken a 7-10 point lead in that game, and that would have really made it a big difference in that game. So I think we just have to find a way to execute and make a few of those big plays early and settle us down and get into the flow of the game.
Tim, has Tom Brady reached out to you at any time during the season or before this game?
No, he hasn't, but, he's a pretty busy guy. I wouldn't expect it.
Tom Brady, third in the Pro Bowl this week, or I guess the recent balloting, which would put you in the Pro Bowl. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I don't really know too much about it, but I know there's a lot of guys in that locker room that deserve to go far ahead of me. So, I hope a lot of those guys get a lot of votes too.
What do you make of the frenzy that this team has kicked up? I mean, what's it like to be a part of this and know that any time the TV's turned on, somebody's talking about the Broncos?
Well, I don't turn on my TV too often right now, but it's exciting to be part of, not because all the hype or anything, but just because to be part of a team that that has such great camaraderie and chemistry and cares about each other and works together and supports each other, offense, defense, special teams, and that's definitely something special when you have that, and I'm blessed just to be a part of it and very thankful as well.
How much of a concern is it that over the last 7 games the Patriots are outscoring you guys in the first 3 quarters 22-9?
Oh man, y'all have a lot of different statistics. it's ultimately, that's why I'm very thankful that, you know, it's about wins or losses. And so, you know, that's exciting. And, you know, we know we're going to have to play a very good game to compete with a very good New England Patriots team, a team that has, you know, been one of the best in the league since, yeah, I was pretty much in middle school. So, you know, that'll be very exciting. And we're looking forward to that challenge. And we know we'll have to go out there and play a very good game to hang in with them.
What's your favorite statistic? What statistic matters?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you know, wins and losses, but, you know, a lot of statistics, you know, are, you know, come into play in this game of football, but ultimately, you know, those are the biggest ones.
Do you ever look at any of those, QBR, any of that stuff, the way that they compare you to other quarterbacks in the league?
No, I don't usually pay too much attention to it.
Yeah, when you talk about your teammates.
Sorry.
You put your teammates, like, how... You know, how does it make you feel when you hear these guys talking about how they've bought into you as their leader of this team? You're at such a young stage in your career, and already you're respected as a leader on this roster.
Well, I mean, if any of my teammates have said that, that, you know, means a lot. I think that's ultimately the biggest thing you want is just respect from your teammates, and I think that comes just from hard work and you know, them knowing how much you care about what you do, how much you care about them, and, you know, I think, you know, we just got a team that really cares about each other, and, you know, there's a lot of amazing leaders on this team, from Champ Bailey to Elvis Dumervil to Willis McGahee to Chris Cooper, and the list goes on and on. And those guys, you know, have really been the ones that pulled us together. I'm very thankful for their leadership.
Tim, do you think, you know, you were talking about the starts. Do you think going to hurry up a little bit earlier? I mean, you seem to have success late in games with that. I mean, do you think that's something that's possible earlier in games to kind of get that rhythm you were talking about?
Well, you know, the hurry up has been good for us at certain times in games. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, to get a first down, get a little bit of momentum going, and we can usually find some success after that. So I think it's finding ways to convert early in games on third downs and get us in third and shorts. And if we can do that, usually we can kind of get a little momentum and feel the defense out and, you know, start to get in a little bit of a groove. I think that's huge for us.
What kind of a statement would a win over the Patriots make?
Well, you know, ultimately it's just one game, and that's how we look at it. It's a big game for us because it's our next game, and that's why we're extremely focused on it. You know, it's a tough task because they're a very good team, very well coached, great players, and like I said before, we've been one of the best teams, you know, in the league for a long time. But ultimately, it's one game, and that's how we're taking it. And we got to go out there and put forth a great effort to compete with them.
Tim, I guess on TV tonight, as you mic'd up and read a little thing talking about how calm you were going after that last drive. In fact, you were singing.
Who said that?
Demaryius said that.
How does he know that?
He said he read it. He didn't hear you. So he didn't know what you were singing, so we were kind of curious. What were you singing?
What was I singing? I don't know. I mean, I might have been. I'm not exactly sure what song
I
was singing.
You were singing a hymn as you were going out.
Probably.
Jeremiah Johnson was pounding on you.
Golly, what song would I be? I don't know. Maybe Our God Is an Awesome God. I know I was singing that one a little bit. It was in my head from the car. Is it hard to stay calm?
I mean, the big thing was that you were just so calm.
I think that sometimes can help with it. I think just, you know, I think, you know, one thing for me that definitely helps with it is, you know, is a quote that I've always said is, you know, I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. And so keeping that in perspective always helps. And then just trusting your teammates and, you know, realizing that at the end of those games, you know, that you dreamed of doing this since you were a little boy. And, you know, let's not, you know, try to get all stressed out with it. Let's just go play and have fun and see what we can do. And, you know, because if you told me I had that opportunity to, you know, try to come back, you know, first the, you know, Chicago Bears when I was a little boy, I mean, that's a dream come true. So I'm going to go out there and have fun with it and, you know, put forth my best effort and try to be the same guy no matter what.
Tim, I know, you're a one game at a time guy and all that, but it, you know, this is kind of unusual. That's 1-4 to first place, and the run you guys are on. Has there been a time where you've really just, at a moment, just thought about, and this has been unbelievable for the last 2 months?
Well, to be honest, I really try not to. I think the biggest thing that I've, you know, sat back and said wow to is just, you know, how close our team has gotten, and that's been the coolest part. Is just, you know, it might not be going good, and you'll have Elvis and Champ and Doc come and be like, don't worry about it, we got you. And you know, that just means the most. And I think that's the coolest part, you know, for our team and this season, for me at least, is just how close everybody's gotten. And so that's been pretty cool. And that's probably the biggest thing I've sat back and said, man, that's really exciting.
Woodyard was saying that you approached some of the defensive players before the Jets game, kind of sharing your faith a little bit and telling them that they do well and they praise God. Do you remember that conversation? Can you take us through?
Trying to remember what exactly.
Woodyard said it was kind of odd because usually the offensive stays with the offensive side and the defense, you know, as they're getting ready for the game, and that you approached him and kind of shared some of your faith with him and kind of said, don't worry about this, you know, God's spoken to you to speak through others. And then
I don't know if I said that exactly, but
that's what Woody said.
I don't know, I'm trying to remember it. Probably, if anything, I said, you know, don't worry, I'm sure there's a plan for whatever. Let's go out there and give our heart out and, you know, be the same no matter what. Let's give God the glory, win, lose, and, you know, go lay our hearts on the line. And, you know, that's probably, it's usually tends to be what I most often say, something like that. So
a few more for Tim.
Tim, regarding Brady, your thoughts on a grown man who wears Uggs?
Hey, you know, I mean, they can be comfortable, so, you know, I definitely won't hit on him at all for that, you know. They probably pay him a lot, too, so good for him.
Well, Brandon Lloyd used to wear them. You weren't tempted to, you know, get some mugs from Brandon Lloyd?
No, I wasn't, but, you know, I'm sure Tom Brady has quite a few endorsements, and he probably does well for him, so good for him.
Tim, what are you seeing from their secondary? Obviously, all year long, people have talked about, you know, them being in the 30s and pass defense. I'm sure you're going to say they're talented, but I mean, what do you see on tape when you watch them? Why do you think they're ranked so low?
Well, you know, I think they're a defense that says, you know, you're going to have to march the ball all the way down the field and find a way to get it in the end zone, and we're going to try not to give up, you know, big plays. And I think the greatest thing you could say about their secondary is they found a way to come up with a lot of turnovers. And ultimately, that negates a lot of yards. And when they find a way to do that, that's big. And you know, one of their corners has 7 interceptions or something like that, and that's, you know, that's huge. And so they, you know, they might give up some yards, but they find a way to stop them or come up with the tip ball. And I mean, their two interior guys are great at tipping balls, and their secondaries, you know, just seem to fall off and come up with picks, or, you know, so that's huge. And I think that's one of the best things they got going in their secondary right now.
One more for Tim.
Tim, we know you take everything one game at a time, but is the prospect of hosting a playoff game here in Denver extra motivation for this team or you personally?
Not right now. I think our motivation is, you know, we have one more opportunity. We have one more game, and that's playing the New England Patriots on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, what a challenge that's going to be and how exciting that's going to be. We get to play a great coach. We get to play one of the top teams in the AFC, and, you know, I have the challenge of playing one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So I think that's enough focus for us right now.